it's not gonna be in the range plan, it's a great detail later, but that's the economy there, Jesus. Directions are gonna go.
And I'm gonna undercut everybody.
Well, you know, they're already, you, they're already solving, they're already trying to solve what you can, and the Indian, for some of that, you know? And you've got all the arguments, and you guys have done, Jerry just fought and done and died with his damn thing in the house. But if you and the Senate talk a whole one for us, I...
Well, and now the employees...
No, you've got...
I know the difference,
I know the difference.
We are both shy, as you can be qualified, before.
That you're not...
You know, if the black folks shy, it's gonna be for you, you come out, what you've been doing, you know, you were going to, on safety.
Yeah, be against it.
I'll talk to the other Indians, let the Dominic, your Dominic, so that we have to have a full come out.
And I hope you get more reliable, last-minute support than we did from three or four people. We had three, we needed two more.
We're gonna get three more. We had 10 o'clock, and our strategy is he one of the three you're counting?
No.
We're not counting.
Yeah, you're not counting, yeah, as of this time. I suppose you get Dominic and Buckley with it.
Bring you out close. We don't know about Margaret, she's not...
You won't know, she won't try.
I talked to Crowley, and Crowley says, well, that house both makes my nose look better all the time. So I said, well, that's courageous, can't think.
Like, here's a phone that just got re-elected. He doesn't have any problem, she's got 6 years. Who's working on it?
I'm not saying that any president.
Alright.
We had more timid souls, and some of them were in that room this morning.
Yes.
Most disappointing.
Well, I mean, Jerry, the second leadership, same way, you know, they look at them this way.
I got our leadership together on Tuesday afternoon and made the damnedest appeal I possibly could, and they just wouldn't measure up. Just wouldn't.
Well, Jerry, it's not just a, it's the, we would expect this from our Democrats.
Sure.
Because, except for the Southern Democrats.
Jerry, Bob Griffin did an excellent job of comment the other night, sir, they had 4 minutes. Bob did a good repost, a good rebuttal job on a lot of things. Jerry, I'm sure and John,
but it is a different, let's put it out there. We lose it, by God, we were on the side of the Eagle. You agree?
Well, wait till those layoff slips come.
I couldn't be more convinced this is not something that I'm just doing. Good. I don't give a damn, don't give it so.
Well, the question here. And we're gonna have the same problem, situation with states versus government. We've gone to the moon, we say, okay, I'll... They don't realize it, but we're gonna learn from space shuttle, who knows? Who knows what you're gonna learn when you go to Mars? You can't tell.
There were two things you might come in an entirely new world. You gotta go.
I thought that meeting this morning emphasized two of the most fundamental important things we talked about. One, leadership, and two, change. And if we don't keep the leadership, and if we don't change, the whole country is going down the damn drain.
Sad to say to me, as we seem to, many Americans seem to have recently,
what do we say if we're asked, have we debriefed on Laos?
No, I would simply say, well, the president covered that last night in the installation program, and all the members have seen that, and it was that there will be further briefings on the technical thing, but on a bipartisan basis on the Department of Defense later, throughout the week. I just play it that way. It's on our idea, yes, sir. I think that's the best way to do it. I think if you could hit on Laos, you could say that you see, pictures, because in this case, you have pictures first and only one side, the contractors don't allow any pictures. They're enormous actually, so you have pictures only of our side, and second, you have pictures only of the four of eight of 22 battalions that have taken heavy casualties. And out of the 18, the general air represent have come out and as he said, with greater confidence or out. I think that's very devastating. They get pictures on a lot, but they don't tell the whole truth. And the whole truth will come out in terms that Americans particularly appreciate. Withdrawals, reducing the risk to our remaining forces, and increasing the capability of South Vietnam to defend itself without our support. I think those are the 3 points that are going to be well remade. Do you think any other honor or Clark and Hughes are going to have any?
No, I like the phrase reduce the risk, but I also like, Mr. President, reduce the casualties, because the Cambodian operation sharply brought casualties down, the Laos operation will sharply bring American casualties down.
That's right. Well, the purpose, I think you can say the purpose of Laos, our support, and that's understand, we weren't on the ground enough. The purpose of our support of Laos was exactly the same as the purpose of us, our support of Cambodia, to reduce, when I say that there are risks to American lives, I mean, of course, casualties, you could say, is to ensure our withdrawal program, to reduce the American casualties, to increase the ability of South Vietnam to defend itself without our. And all three purposes have been served to date, we believe, and that the record in the months ahead will so demonstrate. And we hope you got it, Dennis. I think it will. At least we know that on the withdrawal, we have a little pop there. What about Hanoi Radio's claim and the great victory? This is a retreat or a route. Say, General Abrams answered that question. He said that this was a withdrawal. Right. The great majority of the units have withdrawn in good order. It was a planned withdrawal. Some, as in all cases of withdrawals, have taken some heavy casualties, but have inflicted more casualties than they've taken. There is no route and no defeat.
That's a good place to use the picture.
Yeah,
so we have the story. And you may say, I am hanging on a helicopter coming out of the fire base. That suggests there is a right, however, general
Abrams makes it. You don't see the 18,000 or the 22,000 hanging on a helicopter to mark it out in good order.
Yes.
Sure, and it's a few hot days that you guys can take about that.
That's taking him a while.
What's that?
We've been taking it that while.
Jerry, I think we're going to, I want to even talk to you about this. Are we having a breakfast with you this week? I'm going to have a breakfast with Jerry and Carl Albert. You know, I used to have one with the speaker, and I want Carl to get us one another. And Box, just the three of you. I'm not putting Les in because then who's the house with?
Les Harris. For the Democratic Kid O'Neill, don't invite him.
Well, there you are. Finally, now, again, as a chair, and now I have these little seances of mine, which I think are important. But I think it's important sometimes that we just get you in. I am not with Mike, actually. But, see, I don't want to get, let me say, we could put Mike and Bob Bird, and you, who would be your